So we'll start by saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Members of the board here tonight, Odane Bowler, Paula Guthrie, Kip Bowler, Roxanne Applenap by phone, Judy Levitt, excused is Dusty Levitt, and soon to be resigned will be Dallas.
Dallin.
Dallin. Red. He moved. They moved. So, okay. We will get started. Did everybody have a chance to look at the minutes at all?
Did you?
I did. I read them. I propose that we pass the minutes from our last meeting.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Any opposed?
That would just be you.
Okay, before you is the April and the May's expenses. If you want to take a few minutes, I just handed those to you tonight.
Was there anything out of the ordinary?
There was not, from what I reviewed. Same thing as always. We continue to go up.
Yeah. No, there's nothing out of the ordinary.
Super. And I'll make a motion to accept the expenditures for April and May as listed.
I second it.
Any opposed?
No.
Water System Director Levitt is not here. He and I talked. He's in Heber City. We spoke yesterday. We didn't have anything that was new that was pressing, except for what is on the agenda that we'll talk to about a little bit later tonight. Park report.
I'm still working on the faucet change. Roxanne sent me a memo. Thank you, Roxanne, for a reminder. I need that every twice in a while.
And okay.
I was able to. I can order them and have them sent by the middle of next week, but I wanted to check one place in town to see if it had one. There's a plumbing supply at the south end of town that really has a big selection of things that none of the other places have. So I wanted to hit that before I ordered it, but we should have it. Either I'll be able to buy it tomorrow or I'll order it tomorrow and have it in and installed by next week.
Okay. Oh, Dean?
Yes.
I don't know. If it's not somewhere we bought from before, we may not have our tax exempt set up with them.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll just take the hit. If it's not too much, I'll just take the hit. We won't worry about it. It'll be a donation.
Okay. All right.
As far as the park goes, there are now four brand new garbage cans over there. And I did get ones that had wheels because they were a little bit cheaper. And the garbage sacks I bought didn't fit, but Charlie took some over from the firehouse that were bigger. And there's now a board in there, like a sandwich board, that people can ride on and put out at the end of the walk, at the end of the road. So if they want to close the park down while their group is there, they can do that, and it's in the pavilion shed. And then I just ordered today a lock, and Sam said he'd attach it for us because where we've got the keys, one of them fell off, and so we're going to do something a little bit safer. So
perfect
additions to the park there.
I have. Is it a whiteboard?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Because I've got a bunch of.
Dry erase markers.
Okay, it came with some markers. It didn't come with an eraser though. But yeah, if you want to get
anything.
Rid of them, yeah.
You can use anything. I've got them in the back of my car. Make sure you grab them.
Okay.
Put them all together wherever.
Okay, we've got three reservations so far, coming up. Deb Bracken, I think Monday, is having a group of ladies come. And then the Jessups are going to be on the 3rd. And they wanted to know if the park was going to be set up. Do we have plans as to when the park is going to be set up for the 4th?
It will be set up the night before.
Okay, because they...
The 4th.
I think their party is going to be like late afternoon, early evening. So do I need to let them? The 3rd, on the 3rd.
Good, don't set it up.
He's only expecting about 20 people, so I don't think he'll set up for the whole 4th of July.
He'll set up whatever he wants, then they'll come in. Because the Ashworths usually help us set that up.
Right. But I'm not going to be there on Sunday, and I know everything's going to be really busy. Maybe, I think he put it on his form, it's at home, what time they were going to do it, because I'd hate to have all the Ashworths come over and start setting up during their party. So I think it's Monday. When's the 8th?
Monday.
Yeah, and I don't know when you guys do the water.
It goes on at night.
Oh, okay. And then bowlers are doing their party on the 4th of July after the picnic.
After the breakfast.
After the breakfast, I mean.
We'll just want to coordinate with the Jessups on that 3rd.
I will look at the form when I get home, and I'll send you a text as to what time he said they were going to do it. I think it was late afternoon, early evening, but I'll check and make sure.
Okay. Judy, certified operator report.
Samples have been taken for May. I haven't taken June yet. I'm the lead and copper notifications. She kept that up. Roxanne, you've kept this on the agenda. The homeowners have received their notifications.
I need them for our files.
Need the notification.
I need a copy of what you sent them for our files.
Who was contacted?
There's a regular form Judy has to send that shows what their levels are.
I just need
the copy of that and the copy that you send in certifying that it's been done for our files.
Okay.
Is what I need.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the May 27th results I just got today, Judy. Okay, so yeah, that's what you said, May. Yeah, June's at, yeah, okay. I get to June, it's not taken yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just, the spring flow, the overflow, the pond overflow chart, I just have it in up with my work log. We went through all of that and had it loose staked and all ready to roll, and then we get something to do. We'll tackle it later.
The overflow.
The cleaning the pond out from the flood.
So oh yeah, we'll clean that next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's probably over the winter before.
Yeah, it'll be winter.
Watering season next year. I'm reading or sampling, you can just put down 30 minutes or an hour, depending on whatever it is.
So I have a log here that she gave me, and I have a pond overflow prevention, the dates that people used water for her when we were getting it down, right?
Yeah, trying to dry it out.
And then what's this?
Data.
Oh, fresh water data?
First quarter.
Oh, first quarter data. So, Roxanne, do you want to see any of this before I put it in my file?
Yeah, I do, because I want to see how compares the people with the meter readings.
Okay, I'll put it in the stack that's going to go to you from Charlie. Okay?
Okay, all right.
I guess that's all I have.
Cross connection.
I don't have much. This really
helps.
Speak up.
Yep.
She didn't get anything. I'll stand up right here. Anyway, I don't have much this time either. I did register for CEUs online, and we'll get that done on June 25th. And Dusty's not here tonight, so I'll remind him of our hazard survey up at the cemetery. That's all.
Okay. Thank you. Paula.
Well, I thought last month we kind of kiboshed the whole digital thing.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can just take that off. Cause,
all right. Okay, yeah, I'll remove it next time.
It wasn't, yep. It wasn't worth the money.
Email.
Okay.
Addresses.
I tried to get some more at church on Sunday, but there actually wasn't any more really to get. I talked to the Herps, and he said they never checked their emails. And I can't even remember. There was, the Bangeters weren't there, and there was one other. There was only three people on the list that I could grab at church. So I don't know. Have you gotten any more, Roxanne?
No, I've gotten it. No, okay. I've not.
So we probably just want to include it in a flyer again and see
okay. You know,
if we get any more.
All right.
Wording, Class C wording. Anything on that?
I'm trying to go blank, so I'm sorry. Roxanne, remind me, what's the class C
wording? Well, okay, that was the wording that was in the bylaws, in the rules of operation, and you had some more wording, and I didn't send you a text telling you had done it. I sent an email to you and Kip. That Janelle had sent her response when I asked for more information on it
okay. And
asked you to look at it further. So we'll just obey that and I'll pursue it further with you, Odin,
okay. When
I get back.
Thank you.
Okay.
The route removal, approve the changes, review emergency response plan. When we reviewed this little section of it last meeting, we were going to modify that a little bit.
Update it, really, is what we were doing.
Yes.
The call tree, yeah.
And I was supposed to work on that phone tree list, call list. And
do you want me to email you the last one?
I have the last one. I actually got a copy of it. We're just looking at seeing if we can more efficiently. Now, I was supposed to look at it before this meeting, and I actually have not, to see. What we're going to try to do is limit how many people have to call so it can be fast. So,
and we had a lot of names that had changed.
You only have to call like one person. Then that way, because if you have to call five, you're not going to call five people. It's just two. But if you can call your neighbor, you're responsible. You're going to call this person. So we're going to see if it works. Then we'll do a test run. So that's what we're working on that. The root removal around the tank, Dusty and I, we're going to work on that. And as soon as we get back from state finals and done with rodeo over, we'll try to get all that done. Tank repair. Roxanne, I did not print that after you and I spoke today.
Okay.
I did not print that.
I'll print it and bring it to you next Wednesday.
Okay. We need to sign the bid, so our...
Did we only end up with one bid? Yeah.
Yes, that's what we got. Yep.
Replacing the pipe going into the lid, that's on Dusty's list as well. Videotaping the job for backup work procedures. We talked about that last meeting a little bit to...
Yeah.
Follow you around with a videotape.
Oh, yay.
So, yeah, I probably need to get together with Judy and kind of discuss what...
In the minutes it says that nobody knows, the jail's my backup. I have prompted the board repeatedly through the years. Somebody else should get certified just
in the event. Yeah.
But nobody seems too enthused about that. But Gerald was certified for a long time. He knows the system. He knows the drill. So if I'm out of town and if I leave my keys in my office and I call him and say, hey, do this or check that or whatever. So I'm saying there's no backup. There is.
Okay. Well, I'll get together with you and maybe we can do some segments just to back up. And I don't know, how hard is it to get a certificate?
You have to go through all the tests. You got to go through the classes and take the tests.
US Water Conference.
Yeah.
And there were the people that were in the classes every day and took the test.
Oh, Friday. Yeah, they stayed on Friday and had to test.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Okay. Maybe I'll make Charlie do it. Give him more to do, right, Gail?
Math isn't hard for me, but my toughest section on that was the pump.
Oh, okay.
In our last meeting, we had a repair up on Gardner View that we had not received the bill yet. We had to get that fixed, so we had that done by Brandon Humphreys. I have not received that bill yet, so I don't know the exact dollar amount to approve.
We can't do it till we get the bill. So
as soon as we get that, we'll approve it on the next. But that fix was done before last meeting. So those were those pictures we have. Trash can, sandwich board.
Yeah,
for
we already
park.
Talked
we
about
got
that.
That
yeah.
Taken care of.
But we need to approve. We didn't make a motion because
For the expenses.
We need to approve the expense. So
I'll
you need
a
motion
to approve the expenses for the trash cans and the sandwich board for the park.
And the lock.
And the lock.
The key storage or whatever you want to call it. I second it. I second it if the money's coming to me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Do you have an approximate idea what the total is? Or?
The trash cans were $144 for four of them. The sandwich board was $71. The lock box was $29. So about $200.
No, maybe about
$250.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
And then the approve the transmission line repair. That's when we talked about that exposed. So in our last meeting up above, did I talk to you about that? Yeah. So we haven't gone and backfilled that yet either.
Okay.
But we will. When we mobilized to do the tank, part of it was switching the buckets out of the Mini X and everything, and we just didn't. So when we mobilize to do the tanks, we'll go do that at the same time.
Okay.
Reading meters. Set the date for reading meters.
When are they due? The 1st of July?
So Judy, when you, what date you want or what you looking at?
I can't do the 30th. I have a hair appointment. Sorry. But I can do the 29th.
I can do 29th in the morning.
I can do either day.
Okay.
Let's do 29th.
Like at 8?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then we'll see who else we get to help us. Okay, since Dallin's not there. Okay.
Discuss.
Oh, at 8? Is 8?
Eight,
what you said?
Eight.
Yeah. Okay.
Discuss drought. It's dry.
Yeah. I had phone calls, a couple of phone calls after the fire, the latest fire, that were asking about if we had water. And Judy said we were fine, so. That's what I told him.
Fire 132 in the morning was when it was in full thing. I watched for a while. Things were kind of starting to wind down a little bit. I ran up to head out about 4:30, and it was still full.
Nice. That's what we like to hear.
The well was on.
Ethel?
Alyssa said that she had heard that they had a hard time getting the water after it had gotten it from the trucks. They had a hard time getting it from the hydrant. Is that true?
They were hooked on the hydrant between ours and Kara's.
Did they have a hard time getting the water? She said they did. But
they had a full stream.
Who said?
Alyssa.
William
Clark
said that the fire people said it was hard to get on.
Hard to connect.
She had heard that it was hard to get connected to the fire.
I don't know.
Did Charlie say anything?
I'm texting him.
She had heard.
I know Charlie. Used the water that was in the engine. On the back, off of the deck gun.
They did use some of the pumper trucks.
Yeah. And I'll see what he says. I know that they've done an after action thing on it already.
On what that difficult.
Not really.
Like,
I says, oh, I hadn't heard that.
Did they have a hard time taking this stuff off to get it connected, or was the water not coming out?
They had a hard time getting the water out. I don't know.
That would be a Charlie question.
Yeah.
Charlie would be able to tell you better.
Fire.
I'm not sure how Charlie gets the fire.
Well, but he'd be at least getting all the information.
Yeah.
So it was in time enough.
Did you guys, it was Memorial Day morning. Did you guys see the flag?
Yes. It didn't
still there?
Yes.
Oh, at their house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That was just a mess. That's all I can
Well,
say.
I do know they've done the after action, and they said that Charlie made the right call in the fact that you couldn't go in. You couldn't go in. He said, it was only an outside, and the two kids were trying to run in and get stuff out, and they kind of butted heads with the fire chief from Santa Clara. But yeah, it was just it was gone. Started on the back. Porch. Back deck, yeah.
Stuff can be replaced, lives can.
Right.
And all their valuables and memorable things were saved.
Oh, really?
They were in the little shed underneath
the house. Oh, my goodness.
No, it was in one of the rooms, and it was in a bin.
Downstairs.
There was a storeroom downstairs that was.
And they had pictures and all kinds of stuff, but they had covers on them and sealed and tubs.
So water, and they survived.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually where the most damage comes from is the water.
Yeah. Water and smoke. Good. Okay. Board comments for future agenda items. Anything on the board?
I sent a text to Dallin asking for him to put his resignation writing. So do we want to try to fill this before the September meeting? Or just we'll, because that'd be our next meeting in September.
I say we post it at least once we get that, just to start the process. Just because it's going to take us who knows how long.
Since we don't have a meeting, there's no urgency to fill it.
No,
I mean, so we can fill it after September.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So I'll do the paperwork and everything, but I'll have that, I'll send it out sometime in early August then probably.
Yeah,
and
put it out for notice, but this is the last meeting.
But that we'll select it at the September meeting.
Till September.
Can you send that in the bill?
No, you
can. I can do. Yeah, I'll do that. Neither the probably not the June one. I'm probably not even going to do a June insert since I'm fit. But I'll do something for July.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'll have it in there. Okay. And then I need to know, is there an audience there? Evidently Gail's there because I heard her name mentioned.
Yes.
Gail and Shelley and the Benwers.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I'm here too, Roxanne.
I have you down already. I have you. I have you listed, Odine.
Okay, good. So, I just didn't want to be left out. That's right.
Have there been any mandates coming down from the state regarding the drought? Is there anything telling us that we need to do anything different?
Nothing that I've gotten on because I've been checking our email every day, and there's nothing that we've received that way.
Just be mindful. Just be mindful. Public comments? Anything from the public?
There is a rodeo cleanup Monday night.
Oh, I was going to post one for Saturday. Do we not want to do Saturday then?
That's our town cleanup.
It's Saturday?
Saturday morning.
Okay.
Somewhere in the minutes it said town cleanup was June 3rd.
Yeah, but we moved it.
Yeah.
It's going to be this Saturday morning for an hour.
Okay. And you want it at 8?
But
you want it a little earlier.
People don't come if it's earlier.
8 o'clock. Okay.
The organization Tri-State ATV Club has very generously offered. They actually asked if they could use the rodeo grounds for staging when they do their trail ride. First time we've ever been asked, which is really nice. And I told them I'd even open the restroom for them anyway. They're so grateful they're going to come help us with the rodeo cleanup Monday night and future cleanups if we would like them to. And not only that, they're coming early at 5 to do a hot dog roast with goodies. And so if anybody wants to come early.
That's on Monday. Are you going to put this on Facebook?
Yeah. If anybody wants to come early and eat and then get to work.
Monday night.
They asked for a head count and I said,
5.
I said, if we have 10, that would be
a lot.
Amazing, but they're bringing about 10 people. So I don't think there's going to be a weed left on the place.
That's good.
They're bringing all the things.
I don't think so.
Fun tools.
That's Monday. They'll be here this Monday.
Monday,
nice. Good. Well, that will dovetail right in with our stuff.
Yeah.
So every Monday from here on out. And then if
we
don't start till about 6:30, 7.
Oh, they didn't say that.
Yeah.
If you want to eat on Monday, be there at 5.
5.
Right.
They might be there at 5. I don't know if anybody else would be at 5. Hot. And then work, trying to get, okay.
Okay, I just have a comment. If you go to my house to read meters, make sure you call
the
dog in because he will bite you.
Yeah. Last time I tried to get Garrett to go get somebody, and he like laid on the ground like he was hurt. And then one of your boys came out.
Or if they don't answer, call Gail and Gail will go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Shelly, can you have your kids read the meter and then just give it, call, send, text me the number?
Yeah. They could take a picture.
Okay, if you do that on the 29th, then we won't even have to bother going to your yard. If you'll just read it and text me the number.
Okay.
Or text.
Okay.
Whatever.
So Saturday morning at 8 here for an hour. We'll do a little bit of work here, some work around, and then.
Does the park need it at all?
Park.
Here.
Mainly here. Just so this will be ready for the 4th of July. And we can send people, if we get a big enough group, we'll send them to the park too. It's on my list to call the trash people. Shelly brought up getting the trash of the town dumpster for a receptacle.
Garbage man pickup.
The
garbage. When we throw him mows, he put all the pine cones and limbs and all that crap. And then we'll haul it to the curb.
So it'll have its own trash. So I'll call it's on my list to do this week.
But are we getting a big one like we did normally?
Down at the rodeo grounds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I had. Anything else, Odine?
No.
Paula?
Make motion to adjourn.
Roxanne?
I can't think of anything.
No, but I think our September meeting planned to be a couple hours if we're going to fix all the things that we didn't do today. So, okay. But I'll just move some of this stuff. We need to discuss that drought, our wording for if we do have a drought thing, what we're going to do. So.
Okay.
But we can do that. We can do that in September if the drought may be over.
I doubt it, but
I'm
optimistic.
We're praying for El Nino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2 hours, Roxanne. Bring lunch.
Okay. All right. I'll see you guys next week when I get back.
Roxanne, okay? I'm going to give Charlie your contact information, and you guys can get together and get the stuff out of the fire door. And what do you want me to do with the recorder?
Then if you're going to do that, just go ahead and give Charlie the recorder, and when I pick up all the other stuff, I'll get the recorder then, too.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right, and I'll call Charlie when I get back then.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor? All right. Thanks, Roxanne.
Okay.
Have a good visit. Bye bye.
Have a good trip. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
And if there were two more people in the room, was split by.
I'm not those other two. They never won with German.
That was easy.
It was, and it's not too hot. Oh.